You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, November 7th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1.70. That is Wall Street's guess for how much Take-Two Interactive earned per share last quarter. That would be a big jump in profits from last year. The video game maker reports its quarterly results after the close of trading today. Take-Two Interactive is usually a Wall Street favorite, thanks to popular game titles like Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption. Back in August, its stock had rallied 30% for the year. Since then, its shares have declined 13%. One reason is the initial sales results for Take-Two's last game, Borderlands 3. They only met analysts' forecasts instead of exceeding them. But even so, analysts still expect the video game maker to have a good holiday season. The next number up is 29%. That's how far shares of Chesapeake Energy fell on Wednesday. That's an all-time low for the oil and natural gas company. The plunge started on Tuesday after the company reported earnings, and then things just kept getting worse. The stock is down 37% so far this week. In fact, the whole market was spooked by Chesapeake's recent warning that it could be difficult for the company to keep operating as a going concern. You can thank its $8.4 billion of net debt for that. Pipeline stocks also sold off on Wednesday, apparently because they transport Chesapeake's oil and gas. Williams Company's stock, for example, fell 3.1%. Our last number is 15%. That's how far shares of Roku fell in after-hours trading Wednesday. The video streaming device maker tumbled after it reported a quarterly loss of 22 cents per share. The sell-off might seem strange at first because the 22-cent loss was smaller than what Wall Street had expected. But investor hopes were very high. Roku shares had rallied 40% between its last quarterly report and the close of trading Wednesday. Media companies are rolling out streaming services to compete with Netflix, and investors expect Roku to benefit. That's because companies like Roku provide ways to access different streaming video services on the same platform. But analysts say the cable companies that compete with Roku are starting to catch on. So investors may need to curb their enthusiasm. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, November 7th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.